Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our question and answer series, we finished with question 10. Let's continue and move on to our last question today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
All right, let's go on to another question here. And this one also is an interesting question. It says, preacher, I'm not sure that sermons can be for just one person in the church. But last night, I am convinced that the meat that God gave you was definitely to fill my plate. I said, praise the Lord. Actually, it was more how God was speaking to me, and I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one. So, this person who regularly, and we've got a few people that they don't have a church in their area that is fundamental, true to the Word, Baptist, and so they watch our services. They got to us and they watch, and so this one feels like I am part of, they are part of our church. She says, not, I've been attacked recently by other folks, but it seems they've bitten down and have decided not to let go as a dog would bite down on a person. I said, that tells me there is something about you in your life that convicts them. The devil will gladly have them attack and fill them with false accusation. Matthew 5, 10 through 12 says, rejoice when men say all manner of evil against you falsely for his name's sake, for great is your reward in heaven. Now think of this. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, after each day of creation, it says that the Lord created, and then he saw all that he made was good. He saw that it was good. He saw that it was good after each day of creation. When God calls something good, and we look at this heaven and earth, this universe, it was good. But if he says something is great, I can't imagine that in my mind. But he says, you endure, great is your reward in heaven. Now, to justify their rebellion against the conviction the Holy Spirit may be bringing into their life, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15 has overtaken them. Okay? We must keep it in mind in Hebrews 12, 1 through 4, how these people get started. Okay? What happens? Because this happens in a church. It happens not just where you are, where you're working. And I know that you have written before and said, about your salvation and the Lord using you. And sometimes these things, and you don't want to be something that you're doing that causes it. And nope. And we've told you, if you're living it, then that's right. But in Hebrews 12, 1 through 4, he says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight which and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured, get that word endured, such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted yet unto blood, striving against sin. Okay, so Jesus is our example. So, yes, we have one who showed us the way. And yes, a great cloud of witnesses is not talking about all of heaven's watching us and everything we're doing right now, these great people. No, chapter 11, what did he do? He spoke of all these great men and women of God. We called it the Hall of Faith. But they were great people of God. So that testimony surrounds us. It can still be done today. It's not that they're looking. It's the testimony they have that surrounds us. I don't think God wants them looking at an evil, sinful, corrupt, depraved, filthy, pornography-filled world. So I think the witnesses is the life that they lived that surrounds us. And it's a perfect ending to chapter 11 that preceded it, talking about the Hall of Faith there. Now, she goes on to say that she has a boss who is a blessing from God. He seems to really want to stand for Christ on the job and encourages us not to quit or give up. Well, I'd say she's got a good boss, wouldn't you? But I told her, actually, our help comes from the Lord, Psalms 121. That help is such that comes when we realize we are insufficient of ourselves. So we do know that we need Him. Every hour I need Thee, as the song says. So what God gives, and we realize He gave it, and we get away from trying to think what we did, what He did in us and through us, then there's a great joy that you stuck and you didn't quit. Maintain that testimony. Find out what God wants you to do. Years later, some of those people that rejected you may be like Paul, who had Stephen stoned to death, and then later speaks of Stephen and his faithfulness and how his life was, that was used by the Lord to bring conviction to him. And he got saved. And the bad things they do, and as you remain faithful, may bring them to the ways of righteousness. And so, thank you for not abandoning your stand in the Lord. And so she goes on to talk about some other problems that are going on in her life. And she said about some people have come back, and they have their lives have changed, and some of them really gave me a lot of problems, and I understand that. We have a Christian school here. At our Christian school, we've had people that graduated from here. We wondered if they were going to end up in jail or prison down the road. They ended up in ministry serving the Lord and became godly men and women, and sometimes they'll come back, and they're so thankful for what they got here, although at the time, they were not thankful, but it did not depart from them, because we had some good godly preachers and other ones, some teachers and people that were working in the ministry that didn't give up, no matter what the cause. And so, that was a great blessing for us. Now, this one says to me, you're a great example of remaining true. And I know that you don't acknowledge that you've really stood and how hard it's been. But one thing I know, you don't quit. Well, I appreciate her realizing that. That'd be true of a lot of people who have stood and don't quit. And I told her, God didn't call me to quit. But at times, you have that feeling. Especially when you've had four different ministries want you to come to them with great opportunities. As a matter of fact, I went on to tell her about three different colleges that contacted me and asked me to come and teach. And I knew it wasn't God's will, and I couldn't. But God's callings are God's enablement, okay? So I let her know about that. But it is the Lord who enables us. And she goes on to ask me, please don't quit, never quit. Well, they know I've had a few strokes and I'm in my 70s, and so they follow it and they will send letters and all that and ask, you know, how things are going, and that's really nice. And the Lord knows those things. He keeps us. And let me just say this to preachers now. I'm going to get away from this letter. Preachers, and you're getting those ages now. God may change your ministry, but it doesn't call you out of the ministry. God called me to preach, and I've been preaching ever since. I've been pastoring ever since. But when I started, I pastored my first church in 1978. Now, I preached before then, but I didn't start pastoring until 1978. But I can remember preaching in the 60s. So, I preached before that. You know, when God calls me to retire, I'll retire. But it's going to have to be a call, just like preaching was. I sought God with my whole heart about His call and what He wanted for my life. And so, I can see some things changing in my life now. I can see that I can't do what I used to do just 10 years ago in ministry, let alone 15 or 20 years ago. I just can't. My health, my body doesn't have it. But that's not the reason to quit. God will show me when to quit, but it won't be to quit. It'll be a change of ministry. I'm going to still serve Him till my dying breath by His grace and by His mercy and by His power and by His help. Now, I wish I could say that some things that have happened in my life that I've never been a failure and I've never done things wrong. Oh, no. That would definitely make me a liar. And so, no, I won't say that. But the Holy Spirit, if we'll be true to preach His Word, speaks through us. And so, I ended by just saying, I appreciate your words of encouragement to never quit, because this is your church now. But and I praise the Lord that we have a faithful, loyal listener there, and thank you for being so good and kind. Okay, so there's another good letter that we got. And so I praise the Lord for those kind of letters. They make our day. They really do. And I have maybe other letters here that I could read. I maybe got three left or four left. And they're very short letters. They're not long ones. But I do want to just add something here right now. We've had people write here about things that were going on. Maybe other things that were wrong. And things they may not have even liked about me. And it's fine. I don't mind that. If you're going to carry your feelings on your elbows, you're going to quit early. Okay, you cannot be that way. So I just want you to understand that it's like that. God is good to me. He's been so very good to me. I cannot complain. And I'm not going to complain. And so I found that sometimes people want to come to the Lord, not as a commitment of their self, but as a deliverance from problems, or to ease things, or whatever.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my